Your girlfriend over?
Yeah.
Was she mad you came late?
He comes home and she's sitting at the table waiting.
Steak's cold. Steak is just stabbed through the center, like.
Oh, hey, Jared.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, bro.
What's up, guys? What about you?
Let's see. Cigar aficionados, their role in literature and cinema. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Cigar Guys. Today we are going to be talking about
celebrities and cigars. Celebrities from modern day times and historical figures that love cigars almost as much as we do. And we're going to start with introducing each other. The guy that failed the intro, Zachary Nicolai. Jared Burrows sitting next to him. Mark Nicolai sitting next to me. Yo, put that away. And me, Alexander Gonzalez, executive producer. Yeah. Pew, pew, pew. Okay, so continue.
Oh. Oh. No, that's good. That's good. So this is our second time filming this episode because our executive producer that likes to clown on everyone failed to record our audio.
Actually, the assistant producer mixed the cables up. I'm totally putting the blame on him.
I didn't even touch it.
Yeah. That's what they all say. Maybe the guy that's touching all the buttons did it.
Yeah, Mark, stop. What are you doing? What are you doing back there?
I'm just having fun.
I like hungover Mark.
I'm not hungover.
We're going to pretend he is.
All right, guys. Yeah, so like Alex said, we're going to be talking about celebrities who enjoy smoking cigars. But first, what's everyone smoking today? I'm smoking the Besa. Our Rothschild / Robusto. Make sure to check it out, BesaCigar.com. What are you smoking today, Jared?
It's Intemperance Cigar Whiskey Rebellion. First time I ever had it. I got it yesterday.
Very nice.
The lounge.
Yes. So Mark and I are both smoking Intemperance as well. This is the Connecticut version. I mean, we're filming this in the morning for once, so we got to go a little light, you know? I don't know what you're doing.
I'm always dark, but I had instead of whiskey this morning, I had coffee.
Dude, that's amazing.
Not that I drink whiskey in the morning, but just coffee.
Fair. But yeah, we were at Cigar Hustlers in Deltona last night, so we got a bunch of cigars. You know, number one Roma Craft Lounge, obviously. So had a fun time, great event. But we're going to jump in here, starting with...
Wait, Mark, what are you smoking?
Same thing as Alex. Just a little bit shorter one. Just a little bit shorter.
Yeah. Just like in real life.
What are you smoking?
I am smoking the Besa cigar. Get it at BesaCigar.com.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say,
got to put the plug in there.
BesaCigar.com. Is that what you said?
Yeah, BesaCigar.com.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
B-E-S-A cigar.com.
How you spell cigar?
C-I-G-A-R.com.
Period.
.com.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're going to jump right in here. First things first, some historical figures. Arguably one of the most popular, maybe more popular in Europe, Winston Churchill.
Winston Churchill.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Listen, all late night, you get a nice Churchill cigar. You're sitting down, you're relaxing. You know, you sit there for about an hour and a half. It's a good time. You know what I mean? He knew what he was doing. He liked cigars. He smoked them all the time. Do you remember, I'll let you get back into the history. Winston Churchill cigars went on sale.
Do you mean like, Davidoff's?
No. Like he had a personal cigar collection.
Oh, his collection. His collection.
They found like a box of cigars from like way back when.
They were pretty jacked up though.
Yeah.
Oh, the price. Yeah.
No, what? Like the cigars themselves.
Oh, true.
Oh, you know what? He didn't put it in a humidor. That's probably what it was.
I mean, they're old.
Yeah, they're old and.
Imagine the selfie.
He should have watched the cigar guys.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't buy the book.
He didn't buy the book.
Did they have humidors back then? Do you think?
They definitely had boxes.
They had ways to keep them fresh, like with humidity.
Personally, I think like they probably kept them in like wine cellars, like their wine cellars that they would keep bottles and stuff in. They probably just kept their cigars in there too.
Yeah,
but yeah. So honestly, do you remember how expensive they are? That would have been cool if we bought some. Get a new wrapper on there, fix the wrapper.
I think they were pretty pricey. I think they were out of our price point for sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense.
Once it's out of the price point, it's like, all right, we don't even need to talk about it.
All right, but go ahead. Winston Churchill.
Anyway, that guy, you probably know him. But Winston Churchill, who was Prime Minister of the UK during World War II, he actually, his love for cigars began when he was stationed in Cuba in 1895, back in the day. So he fell in love with Cuban cigars. That's how he got started. And, you know, fast forward to World War II, he's known for the guy who was smoking like 8 cigars a day, all the Churchill size, like you said. And it wasn't called Churchill back then, but, you know, shortly after, they named that size the 47 ring gauge by 7 inch, the Churchill size, because that's all he would smoke. He would always be seen with a cigar because they're so long, too. He didn't want to put it out, so he'd always have a cigar in his mouth, quarter smoked, half smoked. And then interesting fact about him is that he actually had a special oxygen mask made for him. So when he was flying in like the plane, he could smoke in the fighter jet.
I think Zach's building one for us, right?
Yeah. So we have a prototype mask coming out. I guess, yeah, it's technically a prototype. I was actually building one. I can't disclose the company, but for a submarine. But I think it actually wasn't a submarine. It was a submersible. I was building a mask so you could smoke cigars in the submersible, but
it fell through.
Yeah, I don't know.
That whole deal kind of imploded.
I haven't been.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude, I've been calling, bro. I've been hearing just echoes. I don't know what it is.
Oh my God.
Too soon.
Zach actually loves cigars so much that he made a snorkel when he's in the water that holds the cigars. So he's not getting fresh air. He's just getting straight cigars.
Isn't that just a regular snorkel?
Yeah, but I attached what I did. You know the rubber pieces you put in the pipes? So yeah. It holds your cigar. That's what I did. I put that
so
on the
So you can
snorkel.
Do every ring gauge?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I put it on the snorkel so it's like, you know, underwater, take a few puffs, and it's cool because you get to see the smoke in the water. You know what I mean? Smoke in the water.
Where's Casey?
There's a lot of bad singers nowadays, dude, just coming out like with confidence.
There's a there's a hair in my tobacco.
Dang, that hair came straight from.
Wait, really?
Yeah, there's actually a whole hair.
It's in there?
Yeah.
Take a picture.
My phone's over there.
I got it. Let me see.
That's crazy.
I'm going to email RoboCraft.
Here.
Oh, shit. Hair in my cigar. I fucking can't see. Look at this. It's like paparazzi.
I can't see. I got it.
Should I put a light?
He's making it up. It's just his fingers.
Really, I ripped it out.
That's funny.
That's crazy. So that's a first. First on the cigar, guys. Wow. You saw it live. We found a human hair, or we hope to be human hair.
Yeah, honestly.
Oh, God.
In a cigar, like in the wrapper.
They must be overworked over there. Their hair is falling out.
Dude.
Actually, it's weird because that happened. For the first time in my life, I had a RoboCraft that tunneled like crazy. And then Alex had one that was burning really bad.
True.
So, and this is like I've never used to have issues with RoboCraft.
Yeah.
We just call them out like that, but no, they're usually great cigars. They are.
They're usually great. I usually love them. I mean, they're still great. I mean, you know, every now and then, any cigar you get, really, yeah, a couple weird ones.
Trying to make up for it now.
Toenails in there.
Yeah, you know, hairs. I was just kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, but I mean, it does happen.
It does happen.
Anyways,
now with bases though, perfect.
True. So that's Winston Churchill. Y'all know Winston Churchill. Another one that you should know is. The Cuban cigar aficionado himself, Fidel Castro, dictator of Cuba, ex-dictator, former dictator at the time, and around the same time as JFK, actually, former president, only 2 years. But story about that, these stories kind of go back and forth, but JFK, you know, when they were about to make the embargo on Cuba official so he can't import Cuban cigars into the U.S. He placed a huge order for his favorite Cuban cigars.
Legend.
Brought him to the White House, and then like a week later, boom, embargo. And the Cubans were like, we just got this big order. We shipped it out. We're excited. Yeah, and now we can't ship anything. Like, what's going on?
Dude, classic American president. That's the most American you get, bro.
Exactly.
You buy your cigars, give them hope. Economy's doing good. Boom. Cancel it. Can't buy from it anymore. And he probably had enough cigars to survive his lifetime.
I mean, it wasn't much longer.
So who got those cigars? You think they just stayed at the White House?
Probably. Or maybe his like relatives took them.
They're probably in the wine humidor still this day, you know?
They probably still have some. You never know.
Dude, there's got to be a massive humidor in the White House. There's got to be. And the sticks in there are probably the oldest and best you'll probably ever have.
The darkest cellophane you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
But I think about it, too. I'm sure, like, the presidents are given a bunch of cigars, too. Like, whether they smoke or not, they're probably given to them, and then they just stay in the humidor. Like, oh, this is from the Clinton era. Might not want to smoke that one, but, you know.
No, for sure, though. I mean, you know, they're definitely keeping them good. You know, they got to.
Yeah.
Because they got guests over. They got handout cigars.
They probably have, like, a certified White House guy maintaining the humidor, making, like, $200,000 a year.
I was going to say, man, I'm going to apply for that job.
That'd be a good job.
We should sell as a service through Cigar Guys, and then we just take shifts.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a whole company and everything already, Cigar Guys.
Yeah, we service the White House. We're going to get.
Already transitioning into some actors and
modern actress. Day celebrities.
Yeah, modern day celebrities. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he smokes cigars. Former governor of California, not our favorite governor, but you know, better than who's that new guy? Well, not new guy, but
Newsom.
Newsom, yeah.
Ah, Newsom.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, he definitely does. If he smokes cigars, he's smoking acids. So Gavin Newsom smokes acids.
Confirmed. You heard it here first.
Yeah, you heard it here.
Acid.
You know, you know it's a man you can't trust. But yeah, now on the movie set, he's smoking a cigar. You know, just relaxing on the beach on his, you know, Malibu penthouse, whatever. You know, he's gonna be smoking a cigar. A lot of actors and stuff, you come to find out, will smoke a cigar on set just to, you know, pass time because you know they're doing so much work, they smoke in between their sets. But Sylvester Stallone.
The Tulsa King.
The Tulsa King. And yeah.
Italian Stallion.
Italian Stallion. Rocky Balboa.
That guy. You think his daughter smokes cigars?
Probably.
Yeah, they got it.
They've at least like tried them. It's probably like.
Valid.
It's probably like valid. A big, like they have a big celebration or family event. Towards the end of the night, like midnight, 1 a.m. The guys are smoking cigars. Girls come out, they're like, oh, we're gonna try one. The boyfriends, whatever.
For sure. You know, Sylvester Stallone is the kind of guy, like, his daughters bring over a boy home, hands him a cigar, he's like, smoke this. And if he can't get through the cigar, he's like, get rid of him.
Yeah, he hands him, like, a Liga Privada number 9.
Yeah. You know.
It's gotta be weird dating his daughter. He probably, you know, guys probably come over and be like, hey, while they're in the kitchen or away, he hands him, like, a movie script. It's like, hey, you know, what do we think of this, you know?
Did you? I think I saw a clip from their reality TV show, and like the daughter was talking about like how hard it is to date guys when your dad is Sylvester Stallone, because they were like her and the boyfriend were outside or whatever, and then he like looks up and just sees this man standing on the balcony like in the shadows, and it's Sylvester Stallone just like probably you know.
Dude, I don't know, man. I feel like I'd vibe with him.
I would love that. I'd be like, well, dude, man,
be sick.
Yeah, I'd look up and be like, yo, man, what are you doing up there? Come down and join us. The daughter would be annoyed. But
I mean, get your old ass down here, bro. Come on.
Oh, man.
Hey, grab two sticks. We're going to be smoking. He's like, you're hanging out with my daughter, though. That's all right. She'll figure it out. You're hanging out with
my daughter, though. what kind of cigar you got?
So you're like, that's all right. She'll figure it out. And he's like, I like this man.
Yeah. You can use you and my daughter's hand in marriage. Yeah.
No, but even in Tulsa King, you know, he's seen smoking a cigar. When the FBI found that case, the safe in the dispensary, when they opened it, all they found was a smoked cigar. You know what I mean? So it's like cigars have like a staple, you know, in the kind of like the old days where cigarettes, you know, everyone used to smoke cigarettes, but you know, it's transferred over to cigars because they're seen as like this, you know, status symbol.
Yeah.
All right, let's see who else we got on the list. Danny DeVito.
Played the original Penguin one of the Batman movies, I think.
Yeah, he's also, it makes sense for him to be on this list because he is Arnold Schwarzenegger's twin.
Oh my God.
So, you know.
Often seen smoking the Woody, which is like half his size.
Actually,
I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
But could you imagine Danny DeVito, like 4 foot tall guy smoking the Woody?
Bro,
yeah, that'd be hilarious.
If I was him, I mean, he's a comedian. So it's like, I that's what I would be doing. I would just be holding a Woody the whole time. You know what I mean? I think that'd be funny. That's like peak comedy right there.
He could use it as like a cane, dude.
What's his latest work though? Like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
His latest work is like that sandwich shop billboard, Jersey Mike's on the side of I-4. I think that's his latest gig.
Oh,
wait, really?
Have you guys seen it on the I-4? It's a Jersey Mike's billboard.
I haven't been on I-4 in a little while.
Yeah, lucky.
And I always take the toll road on there, you know. So I'm just flying by.
Facts.
That's how it gets here so fast.
Yeah, dude. If you're not taking the express lanes, what are you doing?
$2 to get all the way through.
So, I think,
depending on time, but.
Yeah. I don't think they fluctuate the prices that much. Yeah. But I think if you go all the way through, I think it's like $4 max.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like on the highest day.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not bad. I'm
still capped at 60 miles an hour, unfortunately.
Yeah, which is
BS. Long as like people on the actual highway are going like 75, like I'm going 75. Like you can't tell me to go slower than the guys that are in the poor highway, you know?
Oh my God, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah, dude, before they put up the speed limit signs on there, people were flying down because they opened it up before they put
the speed limit signs were on there.
No, sure. They weren't. Not when they first opened.
Really?
Yeah, like first day they didn't put speed limit signs. They just didn't get them in, I guess. But
forgot to order them,
and then they put them in like within a week. But that first week, people were flying. They're going like 140 down the road
because it was
like,
free too, so everyone was going on there.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they didn't make the speed limit at least 10 miles an hour higher.
Well, because it'd be confusing the way they're positioned.
Well, yeah. Well, they should have just put it in the middle,
right? Exactly.
You know what I mean? This way, it wouldn't be confusing. But
you know that someone would fight that. They'd be like, "Well, I saw the sign. It said 80."
Yeah, probably. But
yeah, a lot of these guys too have they been on Cigar Aficionado magazine at least once. Danny DeVito's one of them. Sylvester Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger. A lot of these guys have been on the cover.
Yeah.
And Arnold Schwarzenegger is probably like the most famous cigar smoker.
Well, don't say that. The comments are going to come after you.
After us, right?
I mean, like in modern times, like he's got to be like the most famous like cigar smoker.
You think RFK Jr. smokes cigars?
Probably.
He's got to.
Maybe.
Probably. The next person
is CIA op running for president. Anyway, so Jack Nicholson.
The Departed, mob boss.
Some of us know him, some of us don't.
The original Joker, Batman.
Which I think is funny because Batman is like Mark's thing, you know what I mean? Or was his thing.
True. I think he's more of a Christian Bale Batman movie. So,
the old Batman suck, I think. The really old ones.
The one with the tights. Right there. You know, there's no actual suit, just like
those
tights.
Suck,
Best music though.
Yeah, dude.
The theme song, dude.
Oh yeah, for sure, yeah.
Da-na-na.
Actually it was cool. And in Flashpoint, I just saw Flashpoint, they had the old Batmobile in there.
Oh, so you think the old Batmobile's cool, you just don't like the Batman.
Do you know why they had the old Batmobile in there?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure you're following up. You know Michael Keaton's in that movie?
Yeah.
All right, just making sure, bro.
I saw the movie.
You didn't know who Jack Nicholson was, so.
You know,
he wasn't in the movie.
All right, there you go. You're catching up.
You know the old Batman, like the Batmobile, the back like burner was just a steel garbage can that they glued on there.
I believe it.
Yeah. They just put like a fire in there as they drove by to make it look like it's a jet engine.
But you mean they didn't use a real jet engine?
Nah, dude. That's
stupid.
I know. That's what I said. But yeah, Jack Nicholson, always seen smoking a cigar. Not always, but you know.
Often enough.
Yeah, often enough. Seen smoking a cigar. And we got Robert De Niro over here. Robert De Niro, you know, and plus all of those mafia movie-esque people, you know, a lot of them smoke cigars on a regular basis. So it's like you've seen him smoking in movies. You see him smoking outside of the movies. And you could always tell when you're watching a movie, the real cigar smoker in the area. You know what I mean? Because some people, what they do is, you know, they have to make the cigar go down, you know. So what they'll do is they'll torch it, puff on it once, and let it sit. And then they'll cut it later on in the movie. They'll actually take the cigar, cut it, torch it again to look like he's been smoking down the cigar. But, you know, a cigar doesn't burn that clean. Yeah. You know what I mean?
There's one movie scene that's burning in my head. It was from one of the Superman movies. Not the most recent actor, but the one before that, I'm pretty sure. And Lex Luthor, like, he goes to cut a cigar, and he legit cuts, like, he does a Jared cut, and he cuts, like, the head of the cigar off, basically, like, past the cap. And I'm just like, bro. And I don't even think he lights it. Or he might light it. I don't know, but...
I forgot which movie it was, but there was a movie where there was a cigar in the scene. And anytime there's a cigar in a movie, I pay attention to it, right? Just for, like, continuity issues. And they were going back and forth, and the cigar kept getting shorter and longer throughout the scenes.
Yeah, you could tell it was, like, a different scene.
Yeah, because, you know, they would cut the cigar to make it look like you're smoking it, but then they ended up using a part from an old footage.
It's funny. I feel like I saw that same movie, too. I can't remember what it was, though.
I feel like it was at, like, a desk. I don't know.
Guy sitting at a desk.
Speaking of bad cuts and famous people, DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled, dude. Yeah, if you go to our TikTok, you might be able to find it. Just look for DJ Khaled. You'll find him. And he goes to cut a cigar on the golf course. And, dude, it was like, it was probably at least like half an inch cigar.
It was an angled cut. It was like, half an inch off the cigar.
Like that had to unravel. It was so bad.
Like, yeah. I think it unraveled as he was cutting it. I think if you like pay attention, you could see it a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, DJ Khaled, he's not on the list, but he's been smoking cigars lately. He's on the cover of a golf magazine. So he's been going golfing more, getting into that cigar scene. He's got a little bit to learn. We could have him here on the podcast, show him a little bit. You know what I mean?
As long as he drives up from Miami, right?
Dude, I'll drive down there, dude.
I'll drive down there.
Yeah.
I'll jet ski down.
Podcast on the jet ski with DJ Khaled.
Jet ski setup. We'll just set up jet skis, tow one over there for him. Yeah,
this is exactly another one. This is exactly what I'm
saying. God, dude.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to us.
That's how it's gonna sound.
Yeah. Another famous actor that we don't have on this list is Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Steve Harvey smokes cigars. And
he's a big smoker.
He's like, he's prominent about it. You know, he posts pictures with cigars all the time.
Talks about it in interviews. Cigar yoga.
I want to see him light one up on the Family Feud. You know, how people are feuding on there.
Well, he probably smokes one in between sets.
It's like, oh, God, I need a break.
You know, back in the day, like, you know, before Steve Harvey hosted it, like, you know, they were smoking on set. He's probably like, I wish I was hosting it during this time.
Facts. Before tobacco is bad.
Yeah, tobacco's terrible for you.
Absolutely terrible. Which is why Demi Moore smokes cigars as well. One of the only actress we have on here, if I'm not mistaken. But she's been seen smoking cigars. She talks about smoking cigars. Breaking the stereotype. Nah, we're not going to talk about that. But cigars are for everyone, men and women. Moving on to the music industry. Snoop Dogg has been seen smoking cigars. He's talked about smoking cigars.
Are you sure they're cigars?
Well, you know, that's his second favorite item to smoke.
Fair.
Yeah. Next to the wacky tobacco.
The wacky tobacco.
Guy's a legend. He takes a Padron, cuts it open, and he uses that wrapper. You know what I mean?
That'd be intense.
Yeah.
Next, we got Rihanna. Rihanna, famous for singing. Yeah, she's kind of an actress, too.
Who's Rihanna? Let me read the notes. Under Rihanna.
Ella. Ella.
Yeah, she was definitely smoking at the Super Bowl, dude. For sure.
The Super Time Half Bowl show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
So Rihanna, she's been seen smoking in Cuba.
Facts.
Cuban cigars in Cuba.
Yeah, respect for that. Respect.
Got the origin source.
Yeah, just imagine going to Cuba, to be honest, and they got all those 50s cars, you know, all those steel body cars.
Yeah, they have a lot of old Harleys, too. They're probably worth a lot of money if you can bring them over here.
Yeah, you're sitting over there smoking a cigar, convertible, driving through Cuba, probably getting shot at, but it's all right. dude, that's a vibe right there.
Facts.
Can't beat it.
A funny story about Cuba. My friend went to Cuba, and he's texting me. He's like, hey, Mark, this guy said he's hooking me up on a box of Cohibas for this much. Is it a good price? And I was like, yeah, it's probably fake, man.
Too good to be true.
He's like, oh, well, I'm in a house. So I think I got to buy it now.
Yeah, dude, 20 Bajiques for $100, dude. That's a steal.
And then his phone died. So then his girlfriend was messaging me like, oh, my God, I'm so scared. He was at this guy's house.
So he just went to some random dude's house to buy cigars?
Sometimes, though, like the legit dealers, it's like that. You go to someone's like house up in the basement or up in the attic or something. They've got like but you have to actually know if they're legit or not.
Yeah, his taxi driver told him about it. And then so his girlfriend didn't want to go. So he dropped the girlfriend back off at the wherever they're staying. And he just went with him to this random dude's house.
Smart man. Let his phone die.
His phone died. Yeah.
Well, they don't have power over there. So, I mean, like, what?
And he's already in the house. So I think he got a box for like $120. Like, no, I think that dude, that's fake, man.
There's a lot of tells on Cuban cigars. Every Cuban box has one nail in the front. If it has more than one nail, it's going to be a fake. They'll never have glass top on their boxes. You know, so sometimes you'll see like Cohibas, but they'll be in a box with a glass cover. It's like, all right, relax.
Yeah. It's a 10 count humidor.
But smoking in Cuba, that's a vibe. Next we got on the list, Jay-Z, rapper, businessman.
Big cigar smoker too.
Known for his love of luxury, right? You live a luxurious life, got to be smoking a cigar. You sit back in your Rolls Royce Phantom back seat, smoking a cigar. You got that half convertible going on. You know what I mean?
Empire State.
Yeah, that's it.
Concrete jungle.
Where dreams are made of. You know what I mean?
Well, what's his favorite cigar? Cohiba?
He co-branded a line of cigars with Cohiba called the Cohiba Commodore. So, yeah. We got to get that. Try it out, you know, if they still make it, if it's not super expensive.
Jay-Z probably has some, so we'll just talk to him.
We'll give him a phone call real quick.
You know who's a major person we forgot to put on this list that's not like a actor or music industry? Joe Rogan.
True.
Yeah,
Big cigar smoker. I mean, he's got his own foundation, makes his own Joe Rogan Experience cigar.
Yeah. So I'm trying to get on the Joe Rogan show just so I can try one of the cigars, you know?
Yeah, Joe Rogan. Then you got that one Republican dude. Most of the Republican podcasts.
Danny's Republican.
Yeah, and most of the Republican podcasts are smoking cigars on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of like celebrities, modern comedians, and stuff like that are getting into cigars.
Yeah,
a ton of them.
It's good though. I mean, and one thing, like, you know, I mean, you guys know how much we love cigars. Like a lot of towns are starting to pop up, like smoking like free areas, right? So they're not allowing cigar shops to go in there. And like Tavistock, well, and like Lake Nona, you know, they won't allow you to open up a cigar shop. They want to be non-smoking, whatever. But then the people are fighting back, you know, which I think is awesome. You know, the people
we're
that,
not giving you our money if you're not going to let us smoke cigars.
No, I mean, yeah, like all those people in Lake Nona, they drive all the way to Sand Lake to smoke cigars, you know, and then it's like they don't want to do that. There's multiple people that want to open up a cigar shop there, but Tavistock won't let them.
Yep.
But they're like, they're pushing in. They're fighting back. They're like, listen, you know, who the hell are you to tell me what to do? You know what I mean? Like, let them open up a cigar shop. You know, it doesn't have to be in a right next to a restaurant. You know, oh, the smoke's bothering people, but like, come on.
Yeah, even in a plaza where it's like shops or something.
Yeah.
You know, there doesn't have to be food nearby or anything like that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But even then, it's like, I feel like cigar smoke is more tolerable than like cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
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 But
for sure.
All right. Michael Jordan, the best basketball player ever and baseball player.
Yes. He's been on Cigar Aficionado magazine. He's done the interview with them. smokes quite a lot of cigars actually since his retirement, from what I've heard.
Hey man, when you're retired, just sit back and relax. How many retired people we know smoke cigars?
Pretty much everyone we know smokes cigars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all day, every day. I remember when I was studying.
Mark's retired.
Yeah, look at that. He's smoking cigars. Look at that. It's, you know, it's 12 o'clock. It's noon over here. Mark's smoking a cigar already.
It's the life, man.
Yeah, he used to not smoke until after 5.
Yep. Well, that's how you get retired, you know, like time just gets mangled up.
Yeah, dude. He's been going to the springs, you know, smoking cigars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. He actually grew a tobacco plant, just a singular.
Very limited edition base of cigar.
It's called a Mark production. It's about, I'm going to sell for about 5 a stick.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, yeah, I agree. Yeah. 5 bill a stick. All right.
500,000.
500,000 a stick?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's generous.
Yeah. Honestly, you could have gotten 2.3 easy.
Yeah, I didn't want to be too greedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't come off as greedy.
Yeah. But, you know, what I would do in that situation, 1.7, 2.5 in other places, but then you do a discount code in there. You know,
well, Jared was my first client, so I just wanted to hook him up with a good price.
Yeah. I heard you used like a gold Rolex to fund that, a Rolex you found or something to fund that opportunity.
Yeah. It's gold Rolex. It's got a white face.
Yeah.
It hurts every time I make the joke.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jared. Don't worry. I would be more pissed off than you are, to be honest with you. Or you just hide it better than I would.
I mean, it's been over a year.
He still cries tonight.
That's like a bad breakup. That's like, you know, that's like the one that got away. You know what
I mean? Holding back tears.
It hurts more than one that you've been with.
I'm holding back tears as we speak. So
there was a watch on TikTok. It was like his old watch and the white face and everything. It had no box and papers. And I was like, yo, Jared, is this yours?
Actually, if you find that video, we could like zoom in and see like the little like serial number on there.
Yeah, yeah.
Try and verify.
What, was it a guy selling it?
Yeah.
You should call him up and be like, hey, you got the serial number on that watch?
They don't give out serial numbers.
Oh, really?
You ask, yeah.
Because it'll show up in the registry that it was stolen.
Well, not even that, but it's easier for somebody to fake the watch if they have like a real serial number. So then you'll have that watch, but you'll have like 1,000 fake watches with the same serial number.
I wonder if you could give them, like, if you're like, hey, this is a serial number to my watch, do you have a watch that matches it? If they'll tell you yes or no.
Probably not, because it's like,
they'll say, dang, we just sold it.
Yeah. Because like, they're not going to sell me or give it back to me. They're going to charge me full price.
Well, yeah.
They would like my stolen watch.
Unless you get like the cops involved.
Yeah, once they know it's stolen, they can't sell it.
Yeah. It's back to the streets.
Yeah.
Do you have the serial number? Blah, 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 blah. No. Yeah, it's stolen.
But there's a lot of other famous athletes that are known for smoking cigars. We'll talk about Joe Burrow first. Not to be confused with Jerry Burrows.
He's missing an S at the end of his name.
He went viral a year or two back for smoking cigar.
That's it. Yeah, walked in, gold chain, turtleneck, smoking a cigar. And that was the last time anyone ever heard of him.
pretty much. But we also got Charles Barkley, Wayne Gretzky, Tom Brady, Alex Rodriguez, to name a few. Tom Brady, he's that one guy that plays football or something.
Used to.
True.
You're retired now.
Legend.
He's retired like multiple times. He'll probably come back.
Yeah, he'll be back next year.
Nah, he got some crazy deal with, I think it was like, Fox Sports, like some insane.
It was like $350 or $400 million.
Yeah. I'd be retired after that too.
Facts. Hanging out with a kid, you know.
Yeah, he did. He did lose half his money with the FTX, but nobody.
Did he really?
Yeah, he lost a fuck ton of money. Yeah.
Dang. Rip Tom Brady.
R.I.P. And then did we name everybody?
Pretty much.
Yeah, but then, and we forgot to put the most famous cigar smoker on here. I would say, actually, arguably.
Yeah, Zachary Nicolai.
I was going to say Mark Nicolai, but.
Well, you've been on the podcast more than me, so probably.
We have to talk about Zach's mentor, though. Alexander Gonzalez. The one that taught him everything.
I don't know if he taught me everything. You showed me a cigar, and it was a pretty bad cigar.
Well, now it is. for talking about Davidoff.
We're never going to get a Davidoff sponsorship.
For the life of me, I can't remember what cigar you handed me. Like during your birthday when you had that bonfire?
It's a great question.
It was a Royale.
Yeah, I hook up my friends.
I feel like it was like a My Father.
God. It genuinely could have been.
Yeah.
Please tell me you got that on camera.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God.
All you see is my cigar in my hand in one clip, and then next clip, it's not there. Thank you.
Is there hair in it? Weird.
Probably.
I'm still checking. Just make sure.
Dude, the wind just blew the cigar out of my hand.
Yeah, that's crazy. The 100-mile-per-hour hurricane storm we got.
Yeah, dude, with the sun, like, shining bright. It happens, though. If you're in Florida, you know how it is up here.
Yeah, one second you're fine. Next thing you're not. But yeah, famous people smoking cigars. We just listed a few, but there's a lot of people that, you know, either just got into the cigar community or they've been smoking cigars their whole lives. Actors, actresses, athletes, nicotine is good for you. You know what I mean? Tobacco, it's questionable sometimes, but cigar, when it comes to smoking, cigar smoking is probably the healthiest of them all. And it boosts your testosterone.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to get some comments and say it doesn't, but they just don't understand.
Yeah.
My brain power has increased by 100% since last year.
Yeah.
I haven't charged to prove it.
100% of my brain since smoking cigars.
You what?
I have unlocked 100%.
Oh. I heard lost. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, that was what
I heard,
cigars.
Too. I heard lost.
You can't lose it if you don't got one. You know what I mean? Oh,
God. It's like in that one movie with Scarlett Johansson. She unlocks 100% of her brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how he brought back the spicy Chick-fil-A brisket.
Hey, 100% of zero is still zero, so.
So I'm not lying.
Yeah, so this just in, spicy chicken biscuit is back, even though our executive producer thought that it was never a real thing.
It never existed in my timeline.
Yeah, this guy's insane. You remember the spicy chicken biscuit?
I actually never had one.
Oh, yeah.
So does it exist?
Yeah, no, it exists.
It does now.
It's
alive again.
What happened is reborn. I came from a different timeline.
Yeah, he was homeschooled.
And our timelines were merged. So now I'm on the same timeline where Zach remembers the biscuit and I don't.
2016 when they ended the biscuit. I was in high school. I remember that. It was a big deal. Everyone skipped school that day for morning. You know what I mean? And Alex over here, Mr. Homeschool or something. I don't know.
I went to public high school.
Yeah, we went to the same high school.
But different alternate reality. Like, you were there, but it wasn't you. It was your alternate version.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think Alex just has brain damage.
No, what happened is I was in the timeline where 2020 actually happened. Was it 2020? Or no, December 21st. That was a long time ago. What year was that? December 21st was the last day.
2016, I thought. Or 2012, yeah. Or no.
Not 2012. That was, no, wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it was 2012, and then they did the math, and they're like, oh, it's actually 2016 because of the Mayan calendar change.
So that was that year. It was that timeline that I was in. It was not 2012. It was 2016. So my timeline died, and I got pushed into this timeline, which is around the same time that they stopped producing the Chick-fil-A biscuit, the spicy biscuit, which is why I don't know about it, but you know about it.
Yeah, or you just got brain damage at some point in his childhood.
The latter.
Apparently, when I was a toddler, my mom kicked a soccer ball and it hit me in the head and I fell down. So that could explain a lot of things.
Oh, that explains a lot of things.
That explains a lot, yeah.
Yeah. Doctor, when I was born, also burnt the side of my head. True story.
Is that real?
True story. That's why I have the scar there.
How'd he burn the side of your head?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh.
So my parents told me. But there was a scar since birth. It's like size of a quarter. Hair don't grow there. I Lewis was like, oh, where'd this scar come from? Like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, bro, I'm leaving a bad review. Like, you just
messed me up, bro. My shit. Yeah, run it back, bro. Run it back. Run the cameras back.
But yeah, so that's pretty much our list. And there's a few more. Drop in the comments if we missed someone. And then we'll talk more about them in the comments, maybe in another video on our TikTok or something. Speaking of TikTok, go to our link tree. You can find our TikTok, Instagram, all our short clips. You can find the Basis Cigar on there. You can find the Ultimate Guide to Cigar Smoking on there. Great resource for if you're getting into cigars. But other than that, make sure you subscribe to the podcast and hit the notification bell so you can stay updated with when we upload new episodes. We appreciate all the support you guys have given us over the past 6 months when we started the podcast, something like that. But we'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Out.
Thanks, guys.